this time catching and holding her dark, mystical gaze. Her long, coal-black lashes fluttered, but she didn't look away from him. Staring into her eyes, he felt her thoughts and emotions invading his mind. Her nervousness touched him bone deep. The way she forced herself to remain still affected him, too. How the hell did she manage to toy with him so easily? It outraged Zane, left him edgy and hot and resentful. Despite what some of his female associates might think, he was always the pursuer, not the pursued. He subtly controlled every intimate relationship, took only what he needed, gave only as much as he wanted and no more. Zane realized he was breathing too hard, reacting to her on an innate level. Deliberately, he jammed the boxes of motherboards onto the shelf before climbing down the ladder. Facing her, his arms folded over his chest, he did his best to intimidate her while hiding his discomfort. He needed her to leave. He needed to stop thinking about her. He was nearly certain his needs didn't matter to her in the least. "What do you want?" He sounded rude to his own ears, obnoxious and curt. But this was a battle for the upper hand, and he intended to do his best to win. Her full lips, painted a shiny dark red, were treated to a soft, sensual lick of uncertainty. Filled with tenacity, her gaze wavered, then returned to his. Her chin lifted. "As I said, I want you." God, she'd said it again, this time straight out to his face. Zane braced himself against the lure of her brazenness and her bold request. She looked like walking sex, like a male fantasy, his fantasy come to life. He would not let her suck him in with obvious ploys. "For what?" "There," he thought, "deal with that, Miss Gypsy." And she was a gypsy, no doubt about it. He almost believed the signs, painted in the front window of her shop, that claimed she could read palms and predict the future. The signs, backlit by the eerie glow of a red lamp and dozens of flickering candles inside, also said she could cast spells and enlighten your life. It was the spell-casting part that made Zane most uncertain. After all, he was familiar with curses firsthand, and he didn't like them worth a damn, at least not when applied to himself. For his brothers, it had worked out just fine. Better than fine. For his brothers. Agitated, she shifted her feet, and the tinkling of tiny bells rose above the noise of the crowd. Zane found himself staring at her small feet beneath a long gauze skirt of bold colors and geometric designs. The skirt was thin and would be transparent if she stood in the right light. Luckily for his peace of mind, they were more in the shadows than not. But that didn't stop him from imagining what he couldn't see, and it pissed him off that he could guess just how she'd look. Twin ankle bracelets of miniature silver bells had produced the music when she moved. Dainty silver rings with intricate designs circled her painted toes. On her hands, each finger was adorned with a silver, pewter, or gold ring. A multitude of bracelets with inlaid colored stones hung on her slender wrists and jingled when she clasped her hands together. Around her neck, and disappearing into the neckline of her midnight blue peasant blouse, were strands of small beads, jet black, bright amber, ruby red. He noticed the necklaces, then immediately noticed that she wasn't wearing a bra. Her breasts lay soft and full beneath her blouse. An invisible fist squeezed Zane's lungs, stealing the oxygen from his body, making him lightheaded. For God's sake, they were only breasts. And not all that impressive, but he could see the faint outline of her nipples beneath the dark, thin material, and it set him on fire. He wanted to curse, but that would give too much away, so he refrained. When he took a deep breath, trying to relieve some of his tension, that musky, earthy scent of incense filled his head. He stared at her hard, intent on keeping his gaze on her face. "I'm waiting." She glanced at the surrounding crowd. Her large, heavily lined eyes looked mysterious and sensual. No one paid any attention to them. She said low, "I want you for sex." Her gaze melted into his.